Go to Puerto Rico, stroll the blue cobblestone streets of Old San Juan, and it won't be long before you hear it. Drifting out of the doorway of a restaurant or bar, or played by a street musician tucked under a stone archway on a rainy day. The song is En mi viejo San Juan, in my old San Juan. It's become an unofficial anthem for millions of Puerto Ricans who've left the island and long to return. NPR's Adrian Florido brings us this story as part of our American Anthem series.
Puerto Ricans have been leaving their island for much of its modern history, forced too often by economic necessity or war, or as we saw recently, natural disasters like Hurricane Maria and its aftermath. During World War II, a young man named Eloy Estrada left when the U.S. government came calling on its colony in the Caribbean.
He was sent to Panama when there was servicio militar obligatorio, when there was the draft.
Emmanuel Dufresne is a music professor at the University of Puerto Rico. And as the story goes, he says, Eloy Estrada was homesick. And in a letter home, he asked his big brother, the composer Noel Estrada, to write him a song capturing the longing he felt to be back on his beloved island. What Noel came up with was En mi viejo San Juan, written in 1943 and first recorded by El Trio Vega Bajeño in 1946.
En mi viejo San Juan, cuántos sueños forjé
en mis años de infancia.
In my old San Juan, Estrada's lyrics begin, how many dreams I forged during the years of my youth.
He's saying that in one afternoon he left towards a foreign country because destiny had it that way. But his heart stayed in front of the sea in old San Juan.
Pero mi corazón se quedó frente al mar en mi viejo San Juan.
As it happened, the song coincided with the start of the biggest wave of migration in Puerto Rico's history. From 1945 and into the 60s, hundreds of thousands of people left. They were drawn to the U.S. by its booming post-World War economy. They were also pushed by U.S. policies that industrialized Puerto Rico, but destroyed the farms on which most people worked.
Adios, adios, adios.
Goodbye, 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 the song says.
It has an enchanting simplicity. And that makes it a good candidate to be a musical success.
In the decades that followed, En mi viejo San Juan was recorded by all kinds of artists, Puerto Rican and international. Its popularity exploded when Mexican singer Javier Solís released this version in 1965.
En mi viejo San Juan, cuántos sueños forjé en mis noches de infancia.
By the time this recording came out, many people who'd hoped to be gone only a few years found they still hadn't returned, a tragedy reflected in the song's most poignant lyric.
Mi cabello blanqueó. Y mi vida se va, y a la muerte me llama, y no quiero morir.
In the part where it says, ya mi cabello blanqueó, that his hair has become white, because he has been away a long time, and then he feels that, ya la muerte me llama, death is calling me. And, y no quiero morir alejado de ti, that part I can get very emotional, because I imagine that person. He was close to death, and then he wants to return to his homeland, and he cannot.
On a recent afternoon in Old San Juan, musicians Francisco Marrero and Braulio Salva played the song for me on guitar and the cuatro puertorriqueño. Marrero works for Puerto Rico's National Foundation for Popular Culture, and we went for a walk through Old San Juan.
Yo creo que nosotros los puertorriqueños tenemos mucho amor por nuestra patria, más allá de las diferencias políticas, diferencias sociales, de clase. Siempre hay un sentimiento muy importante de los
puertorriqueños. We Puerto Ricans have such a deep love for our homeland, Marrero said, a love that transcends social and political and class differences. And it's a love that often grows much deeper and stronger among Puerto Ricans who've left. That was true for those who left around when En Mi Viejo San Juan was written, and it's still true. Ana Margarita Irizarry left to study in Chicago in 2005, the year before Puerto Rico's economy plunged into a recession that it's still struggling under. When they were ready to return to the island, she and her husband searched for jobs but found nothing.
I started to sing to myself. En Mi Viejo San Juan, that moment I realized it was going to be hard to move back. And as the economy got worse, and progressively worse as it has, that option felt further away.
When they could, they'd come to Puerto Rico to visit.
And that's when, every time I would leave on the plane, that's the song, you know, I would, like, it was like the soundtrack in my head, right? That song would just, like, make me cry every time.
Last year, after 13 years away, Irizarry finally came home. She considers herself lucky. Many never get the chance. This is René Pérez, a popular rapper better known as Residente. He made his homecoming last year after more than 3 years off the island. His show filled Puerto Rico's biggest baseball stadium. It was 8 months after Hurricane Maria. Many people who'd fled the storm's aftermath still hadn't returned. And emotions were raw because the exodus was continuing by the thousands as budget cuts and austerity imposed by a federal board that took control of the island's finances have made it even harder for people to get by. Then there was this surprising and reflective moment. Residente invited Justin Pertil, a guitarist, to come out on stage and riff for a while. It took a moment for the packed stadium to realize what Pertil was playing. When they did, Residente raised his arms, inviting the entire stadium to sing one of this island's most enduring anthems. Adrian Florido, NPR News, San Juan, Puerto Rico.